Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Cardin, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store. It's a podcast about love and dating and trying to figure out why I'm so dang single. My guest today is a person that I spend a lot of time with. I work with him. He plays my best friend and roommate on my show that is now on Facebook called Loosely Exactly Nicole. Ooh, it's Jacob Wysocki! Wah, 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 wah!
Happy to be here. Happy to be in the historic arts district of East Los Angeles, California.
Mm-hmm. That is where we are. We're in the arts district. We're downtown. So, Jacob.
Yes, Nicole. Hi.
You are a single man.
Correct. I'm a single man.
And are you on apps?
I have them on my phone. My engagement with them is, especially probably in the last 2 months, non-existent.
Is it because you are working? Is it because you've lost interest?
I just don't think those things work for a guy like me.
What does that mean, a guy like me?
I'm a bigger dude.
Yes.
So I carry some weight around.
Yes.
And I think those apps are very much organized and made to work in the world of vanity and like instant gratification of like, ooh, this person I'm initially attracted to like physically and visually likes me, so I get that little dopamine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I give that to people based on the pictures of me on the internet. And that could just be like me being, you know, self-conscious or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I have friends who are hot and they do great. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah. It is a thing where you're like, okay, it must be the way I look.
Yes.
Because hot people do well on these.
And I do not.
I don't.
I mean, I'm not, for the listeners, I'm not ugly.
No, Jacob has an adorable cherub-like face, and you've got long, beautiful, tumbling, curly hair. Mm. I think you dress, you have a very distinct style. He's sitting here in some little overall shorts, a shirt with
an octopus on it,
and it's like slightly tie-dyed. It's cute. It's a look.
I have a vibe, yeah.
Yeah, you got a cute little vibe. I don't know what it is about bigger people. Well, I say fat people. Is that offensive to you?
No. I think fat people can call fat people fat and use the word fat.
I think everyone can use the word fat.
Yeah.
Do you, if someone goes, if a thin person were to say to you, Jacob, you're fucking fat, would you be insulted?
Were they being funny or were they, was it in malice?
It could be in malice.
I would let it roll off the duck's back, but it's impossible for it to not trigger that like third grader. You know what I mean? Like it's important. It's like impossible for me to not like hear the echoes of like titty boy, titty boy.
They called you titty boy.
They called me everything, man. You know, I got it all.
Man, that fucking sucks.
It does. And I'm grown and I know that like they're idiots. Like I still have adults. Like that's how they try and cut me. You know what I mean? Like in social arguments or whatever, just like when somebody's an asshole at a bar or whatever. And I just kind of laugh because it's like, wow, you still think like a third grader.
I guess I had a different experience growing up. Nobody made fun of me to my face. If shit was said about me, it was behind my back because I was very good at extrapolating that thing in you that would hurt your feelings.
So do you think you were cutting them before they could cut you?
I don't think there was like one girl that I would cut just to like show that like if you're going to try to like she didn't even do anything to me. She was truly just like at the wrong time or at the wrong place at the wrong time. So I'd just be like, whatever, I'd say shit about her. Just like to let everybody know that's like, I like will talk shit. Like I'm not here to like have you make fun of me or whatever. Also, I was black in an all white school. So I was inherently cool.
Yes.
Because it either goes one or two ways when you're the only black kid somewhere. You're either very cool or people are like, you are an N-word. And then like mean to you and make your life miserable. I was very lucky that I grew up with a bunch of white people who were like, I go tanning and I love hip hop. Eminem makes me feel like I can do anything.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess that is like triggering the word fat. For me, everyone has fat. Some people are just fatter than most.
Yes.
And honestly, it took like a very long time for me to get to this place. So if someone calls me fat, I'm like, and you have brown hair. Like, what are we saying? Facts? What is it?
Yeah.
Are we having a fact Olympics? Cause I'm here for it. You got feet too.
I think that's an ideal that I would like to get to where it is like, that's the mentality of people where it's just like another look or another thing. You know, because it was just like, it's not like you decide to really be fat.
No. And I think like, people think it is a choice. Like no one chooses to look differently than the social norm.
No.
That's not a thing that people do.
I guess like you have your exceptions of like the punk and goth people, but you're still conforming to a
you
subculture.
You look like another person you saw.
Yeah.
Like no one is saying So growing up, you have skinny dolls. And you're told that this is what healthy looks like. And you're told, eat lots of apples and keep the doctor away or whatever. And then you see fat is bad. So no one's like, that bad thing, I think I want that. It's
yeah, I also feel like I got the message a little too late in my life that it was bad to be big.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because, I mean, my parents loved me. I was an only child. So it was like, I could do no wrong. And I remember like, I don't remember how old I was, but being weighed and it was like 100 pounds. And I thought that was tight because I was like big, strong, like I'm growing or whatever. And then the doctors really never said anything until I was like 13, 14. And it's like, dude, these habits are here now.
Yeah. These are here to stay.
Yeah. And like this the mental shit is here now. And then it was like, well, I'm a big guy. Like, it's too late. You should have told me when I was 7, 8, 9 that this was an issue and like not nip it in the bud or something.
I got a lot of shit from my dad's side of the family. And then I distinctly remember my doctor going, oh, this is just baby fat. She'll slim out you know, when she hits puberty. And then puberty hit and then it didn't slim out. And nobody was like, oh, this is just like fat. She's fat. there is not baby. She's fat.
The diagnosis was wrong.
yeah, I think I diagnosed her incorrectly. She's just a fat person.
Well, my folks had I had a very similar thing where it was like, I'll stretch out, which I did because I hit the pubes late. I hit the puberty late and I truly grew like 3 inches, 4 inches like in a year.
Oh, yeah.
So I used to be much shorter and heavy. And then despite stretching out, I was still big. But it was just more proportion. Like, I could carry it better, if that made sense.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I hit puberty late. Like, I didn't get my period till high school, which I was super happy with. Because my sister would be I'm crampy and I'm a bloody mess. And I'd be like, oh, dry as a fucking.
I'm dry as a bone.
I'm dry. Oh, no crampies here. And then I didn't get titties till later. Ooh, and your friend would stuff her bra with lots of tissues.
Wow.
Because I was like fat with no titties. And I was like, this is not fair.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, man, it was just tough. And yeah, growing up fat is tough. Like people, I didn't have sexual interactions until I was 18, 19. Like I didn't have, or no. I blew a guy when I was like 15 or something.
Okay.
But like other than that, it was like just this one time.
Yeah, I mean, I remember the first time I hugged a girl. And like, I feel like that's.
You remember the first time you hugged a girl?
Yeah, and I was like, I was like sixth grade or seventh grade. And it was like people that I was friends with. But I was like, I guess I didn't get that kind of attention. And so it was a moment to remember.
I would like make things happen. Like I remember distinctly in kindergarten opening the door and a little boy was peeing and I was like, dang, why are you not sitting?
Oh.
And then the teacher was like, Nicole, you need to close the door. And I was like, I got stuff I need to figure out, man.
I have seen
this
some things.
This is wild to me. And then it like wasn't sexual or anything because I was in kindergarten.
Yeah, of course.
But like I just like didn't leave him alone and I was just like, you got to tell me more about this apparatus you have.
Mm-hmm.
This is very curious to me. So I guess I don't remember like the first time I like touched a dude. I just remember I've always kind of just been like very curious about dicks.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't have one.
What's
They're
it like?
Crazy. I want to, can I feel it? Can I touch it? Nicole, please, no, stop. Go sit down and
but
do
that was
ABCs.
A curiosity like unconnected to sexuality. At
Correct.
Least at that age.
At that age, yes.
It's like
but
an anatomy thing.
At like fifth grade, I was just like, ooh, I want boys to kiss me,
mm-hmm.
which I think is like kind of early.
Were other girls your age being kissed?
Not in like fifth grade, I don't think.
Yeah.
Or if it happened, it was like, oh, this wild thing, like Matt Drury kissed me and it's crazy. I feel like people didn't get busy till like middle school.
Yeah.
And then,
that's
like, kind
of
people...
where it hit with like you had like. Boyfriend, girlfriends,
yes.
but they would just like hold hands on the schoolyard.
Yeah, which is dumb as
shit
fuck.
Shit got real in middle school.
Yes. People started like really hooking up in middle school. And then that's when I was like, oh, I think being fat and black might prevent it. Because it's like, no matter how cool I am, I don't think any of those little white boys were going to like bring a black girl home to mom and be like,
yeah.
You like this? And have her be like, no.
I also had the comparison of like, constantly in my life having friends that are just like very handsome, straight, white dudes
mm-hmm.
that clean up. So I always had the contrast of like being the fat best friend that's like, damn, Justin's like got like always dancing with girls at the dance and
mm-hmm.
like kisses girls and like cleans up. And I am in not that. So you're like, oh, it's because I'm this way.
Mm-hmm.
If I looked like Justin, I'd be doing the same thing because we're both, it wasn't like a personality thing. We were very similar
mm-hmm.
kids.
Yeah,
but
I guess
just,
it is like
different.
A aesthetically pleasing thing. I loved this kid in middle school named Mark D'Angelilio.
D'Angelilio? Oh,
yes.
Sheesh.
He was blonde and he was perfect. And I think I was in sixth grade and he was like in eighth grade. And I don't know why, but I saw him and I was like, him. I'm going to love him. And I like sent him a rose on Valentine's Day.
That's sweet.
And then he sent me a, I believe it was like a pink one for interested. And I was like, ah, he's interested in me. And I lived off that for a full fucking year.
Yeah, man, that's a high.
And I can't remember if I ever asked him out, but I know we like danced at a dance and I like backed my ass up into him. And then he got like a beautiful little white girlfriend. And I was like,
oh, no.
Okay. So yeah, growing up, I think it was like being fat and being black really hindered me until I moved to New York, where it was just like an eclectic fucking melting pot of people, where it was just like, yeah, like I had a fat ass and that was desirable to some people.
Yeah.
And then I did lose a little bit of weight when I was in school because I was just like walking around the city a lot and doing a lot of cocaine. And, you know, when you're doing coke, guess what you're not doing? Eating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, baby.
And then I was trying to be scrappy because I didn't have a lot of money. So like I would steal food. I would go to Gristini's with like a tote bag And I'd go, all right, what are the necessities?
Yeah.
I guess I'll get like some apples or whatever, but like wine. We all need wine in Boone's Farm. Yes. So like load up on that shit and then like go to the pizza place, get a slice of pizza, eat it in the back, and then just walk out. Like it was just like being scrappy, didn't have any money, lost some weight. And then I remember like seeing my dad after not seeing him for like three or 4 months. And he was like, Nicole, your body is so small. And I was like, wow, if only he knew.
Yes.
Like
yeah.
what it took to get down to that size.
Being like poor and literally eating scraps. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And doing, I mean.
I mean, bringing it back around to the to the
yes,
Tinder and
yes,
the dating
yes,
thing.
Yes.
Like I do better in the real world because people get to notice me and. There's a level of like ego and vanity that gets separated from that app in the real world that I can operate in functionally. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's still a fucking struggle. And I'm an idiot. And I always like try to go after chicks that are never going to date me. You
yeah,
know?
But I feel like you pull some really hot babes.
I have, as humble as I can be, a perfect track record. I do well, but it's always, for the most part, like, I put in hours to, like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You got to do the work to be the schlubby big dude dating a very attractive girl. And you have be, like, cooler than everybody else, and that takes a lot of energy.
Here's the thing that's going to happen to you.
Sure.
As you get more successful, you're going to have to put in less and less work. You'll just be like, hello, and girls will be like, oh, my God.
And isn't that why I'm doing it? You know?
That's why we got into comedy.
Yeah.
Can I see your dating profile? Is that okay? Can I see
it? My phone's downstairs charging,
hey,
but
man,
absolutely you can.
It's okay. We don't even have to go there.
Yeah. You have seen it, so we could.
Oh, you're right. I have seen it. You have good pictures. I can't remember what your caption actually says.
There's a couple things. It's like, just looking for somebody to braid my hair.
Yeah.
Which is like, it's a talking point.
Ah, so do you not actually want someone to braid your hair?
Oh, absolutely. That'd be wonderful. That'd
what
be
kind
great.
Of braid you looking for?
Just two Frenchies. Like, I don't want to do anything, like, over the top.
What about some nice box braids? Would you?
I would do it if you, like, wanted to see it because it'd be funny, but I wouldn't do it because I wouldn't feel comfortable wearing box braids.
Fair.
Just like
fair.
I don't think I'd be comfortable wearing, like, cornrows or something.
Fair.
Which I've done and had to be in, like, a very public. I think I had, like, cornrows for, like, a wig that I had to wear in a show, and then I had to immediately go and do like an improv show with cornrows and like
that's great.
Lacey was just like,
"Hi, hi, what is this?"
Yes,
that's funny.
But and then I have a joke about like being part of like the last bit of California old growth, which is just like me really putting me into the profile.
Yes.
And then like I think I have a UCB drop because I'm trying to get those slugs.
Slugs.
You know how
is that what I call a chuckle fucker?
I guess a slug for me has become a very broad term of just like slugs and snails, like, you know how they like come out after the rain?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. It's like that kind of thing. Like,
ugh.
They're like slowly crawling back.
You like girls like that?
I don't necessarily think I like girls like that, but it's what exists sometimes. Like,
fair.
Especially, yeah, you know what I mean? You get a lot of that energy. I don't necessarily think that they're, like, attracted or want to date, but just being, like, a comedic entity.
Sure.
Like, around UCB, you get slugs.
I don't get slugs.
But you get, I feel like you get it in the, like, it's probably a similar way that I get it sometimes that's maybe non-romantic, where it's just, like, I want to leech your energy and like your essence, and I'm like, I love watching you, and I've seen you 100 times, and hey, Nicole, can we just talk real quick? You know what I mean?
No, not even for
really?
Dudes. It's women. Women do that.
But I still think that can be like a level of slug that's sucking out your energy.
Yeah, women like to be like, how? You're funny, and I just want to like have coffee with you and talk to you. Dudes.
That's a form of slugging, in my opinion.
Yes, I do. I don't get the romantic slugs. I also don't get men after shows who are like, oh, wow, you're so funny. I got to be near you. I get a lot of like, you were funny for a girl. Or like,
oh,
I never really thought, oh, I did one fucking show. It's Best Fish Tacos, one of my favorite shows in L.A. Did my set, get off stage, and this guy comes over to me. And he's like, man, I have never seen a funny woman. in my life. And I was like, what?
Okay, great.
He was like, never. And you're so funny. Like, where did you come from? And I was like, I'm not a fucking alien. And there are funny women. So I started like rattling like names off. And he was like, who are these people? And I was like, female comics.
Yeah.
Who are doing pretty well and are very funny.
Like, my takeaway from this story is like, you showed him the light. And how really tight is that?
I hope he went home and looked up these people. But
yeah,
honestly,
like you really shattered his consciousness.
It was nuts, though. I was like, how have you never seen a funny woman?
I mean, that's just like somebody being like super, super like biased and bad.
He also said, he was like, I hate Muslims. And I was like, what? And he's like, I can say that because I am Muslim.
Not
and
good.
I was like, nah, bro, you can't just like group together a bunch of people and say you just don't like them. That's crazy. You can't do that. So have you ever been on a date with someone from a dating app?
Yes.
And?
It's never good, man.
No?
It's never good because it's like continuing this like fugazi facade.
Uh-huh.
You're continuing that like...
that false intimacy that texting someone brings.
Yes. And like false confidence too, because mm-hmm. you're like, he swiped on me. It's like, I swiped on a lot of people, you know? I'm trying to think. It's usually like we meet up. It's never been good, which is also probably part of the reason why I don't use them anymore. Because like the few times that I have, I would say maybe three times. One time this girl made me drive her to her mom's old house.
What?
She's like, that's where my mom and I used to live. And I was like, okay. And then she was like, pull over. And I was like, does this girl like want to make out in front of her mom's old house? And we were like kind of chatting and I like pulled away and she's like, no, pull back over. And so I was like, okay, so this girl kind of wants to make out, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And I like went in, this is going to be tough for the podcast, but I like went in for the kiss and she went like, kind of like rolled her eyes up and was like, and like exhaled in a way of like, I guess I'll kiss you.
Oh no.
And it's like, no, dude, you had me do a double pullover. You like opened up to you up you opened up to me about your like mom and like your living situation. Like this isn't a double take. This is like, you know, this is a short
thing.
But
also this is wild to be like, can you drive me to like my old house and then pull over and I'll tell you about it. And then we have to pull over again. That's so weird.
Very weird. I had another girl who came at me hot and was like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. Cha, cha, ta, 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 su, tu, tu, na, 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 qua, qua, qua.
La, qua, la, qua, la, qua.
And I was like on the fence. I was like, this is not my normal type of chick, but like I'll go for a ride. I pick her up. She lived pretty close to me. I pick her up. She immediately know that she's nervous. And so I'm just like really trying to not collide with that vibe. I'm like, hey, like being really open and just trying to be so chill.
Energy.
Yes, energy. And she kind of calms down a little bit. But I get, like, yes, be nervous.
Yes.
You're getting to a strange man's car.
Yes.
You don't know where I'm taking you. So we go.
You didn't tell her where you were taking her?
No, I mean, like, you don't know if I will.
Oh,
yes,
if
we had a plan.
Kidnap her.
Yeah, we had a plan.
I mean, that would be wild. She was like, just whisk me away.
Just take me away,
just
Jake.
Take me away from this hellhole of life.
We got some ice cream, and then she was like, let's go back to your place. Because she had been Chanana, so. And so I'm like, we're about to Chanana, so. And we get there. We, like, put on some bullshit Netflix or whatever. And then it, like, quickly turns out she's, like, a virgin and, like, put up this whole front and was, like, lying about all this. And I was like, you got to go. Like, I got, like, this, I'm not the dude to do this with you. I don't feel comfortable anymore because, like, this is clearly, like, a lie. What else are you lying about? Like,
wait, so how did it come out that she was a virgin?
It was like, I, like, went to go kiss and she was, like, you know, like, had her arm around me and was, like, tickling my shoulder, doing the basic Netflix sort of, like, phase shift. And then I, like, went to go kiss her and she's like, I'm a virgin. Like, I've never really done anything with a guy. And I was
just
like,
how old was she?
She was 23, 24.
Wow.
Yeah. But like all of the text and all of the like conversations, it's like
were like sexual?
Yes, very much so.
Interesting.
Like unprompted, you know?
Oh, really? She was like, I'm gonna suck your dick.
Yeah, it was just nasty.
And then she was like, I don't know how.
And that was the last time that I ever met up with somebody. And I think, like, in the sickest way and the most honest way I can be, the only time I use those apps is to, like, have a 30-minute conversation with a human and feel kind of decent about myself, that they're willing to talk and be like, you're somebody that I'll at least give some attention to.
Fair.
Which is sick and gross. And so why be in that?
It's not sick and gross. I think there's, like, I feel like the older I get, the more dating, I don't know, I feel like a lot of people are trash. Like, a lot of people are garbage. And I don't know how to find a good one. Like, I don't, there should be like, you know, like a rec center where there's like a Saturday night of good people. Like,
yeah.
Like, all the good people come together and you can meet other good people.
But a bunch of shitty people would show up that think they're good.
You're right.
That's the problem. So you have to do the sussing on your own,
mm-hmm.
which is absolutely tiring.
It is. It's very exhausting. It's, I mean, out of like, because I do talk to a lot of dudes on Tinder, and I would say 1 out of 10 is like, okay.
That's the thing, is like, these are, you'd like become sort of complacent with the batch that you can grab.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's like, I like chocolate chip cookies. That's the batch of cookies I want.
Mm-hmm.
But like, on Tinder, I can only get oatmeal.
And it's like, I guess I'll fucking eat an oatmeal cookie.
Yeah, man, because I'm alone.
Yeah.
And you're like, maybe it's better than being alone. And it's probably not.
Okay, let's take a break, even though this conversation is steaming up. But don't worry, it's going to stay steamy when we get back.
Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Shift gears in your wardrobe without a complete and expensive overhaul. Dressy stuff, trendy going out clothes, casual tops and premium jeans, sweaters, outerwear, vacation fits, you name it. For just $98 a month, you get a choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing, fast, free shipping and returns, and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility, plus the option to buy what you love. I like Nuuly a lot because sometimes I don't want to like own a sparkly thing because I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to wear it more than once. Also, I have a ton of sparkly things. And Nuuly is very good at like having a sparkly thing that I'll wear once and then I can send it right back. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now you get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DATEME20. Just go to Nuuly.com, Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code DATEME20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with 2 U's with code DATEME20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about. And thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist. And listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. And when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DateMe today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DateMe. Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better, and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better, so you can like order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho! Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want the same expert advice you get from the pros in the store while shopping online at DiscountTire.com? Meet Treadwell, your personal online tire guide that matches you with the perfect tire for your vehicle. Get your best match in 1 minute or less with Treadwell by Discount Tire.
I mean, at this point, I just want dick that I know. Like,
that consistency.
Yeah, like, I had someone pretty consistent for a little bit and then would, like, hook up with other people in between. And then, but like, I always have the consistent thing to go back to. Now that I don't have that, I'm like, so this is life. Life is just continuous random Tinder hookups.
The consistency is such a double-edged sword because I don't, like, somebody's going to cop feelings.
Yeah.
And then you're either dogging yourself or you're dogging someone else.
Well,
and like, how long can you allow yourself to be the bad guy and hurt somebody so you can get the nut and then they're still there because they love
you? Well, that's why I want the fucking relationship.
Yes.
That's like, and then also, I don't know, I moved into a new space and I like the space and I feel like it's a very positive energy and I just don't want dudes rolling in and out.
No, man.
I don't want them like fucking up my energy. Like,
no,
because
they will.
Going.
They'll consume that space.
Yes.
They'll consume you. That's the older I get, that's what I realize about people is they're consuming.
Yes.
And it's a hippie thing because it involves energy. But the older I get, the more I believe in that stuff. And that's what people do, man. They just fucking take it out of you because they want some of your fucking juice because you got amazing juice.
Hey!
You know what
thank
I mean?
You
are juicy as hell.
Ooh, I'm juicy!
And people are just like,
juicy.
Juicy baby.
Juicy baby.
And so people want to get just like the smallest taste and they'll do whatever.
Yeah, I guess. And I'm learning that like I have friends that I can hang out with all day, every day. Like you're good. Like you're good. I can hang out with you for a very, like, I don't know. You don't have a bad energy. You know when to be quiet. You know when it's time to giggle. Sashir, my best friend, is also a great example of that. She knows when it's time. Like, there's time and place for everything. But then there's, like, some people where I'm like, I can literally only be near you for 2 hours before you are just, like, you fall into this, like, bad place where, like, you're, like, trying too hard to, like, get me to laugh
or,
like, get me to do something. And I'm like, fuck. Just, like, chill and be. Just, like, just be.
I have somebody very close to me that is sort of like that. But I always just try to remember, like, I love them. And the fact that I can only have 2 hours with them doesn't affect or make them less of a friend or affect the way that I love and receive and give. It's just like, yeah, I got 2 hours with you and I try my best. And then you consumed me.
Yes.
You got all my energy
and
for the day.
I have to leave you. I hung out with a friend recently. This was a couple weeks ago who she, like, we were hanging out and I hit, like, my wall and I was like, oh boy, I don't know how much longer I can talk to you because it's almost as if she's trying to convince me that she's successful. And it's like, this isn't a competition. Like, it's really, life is not a competition. Like, I have trouble keeping my eyes on my own paper sometimes, but I make a very consistent effort to do so. So when I have a friend who's talking to me and she's just like, X, Y, and Z is doing this, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like,
this, you're draining me because I have to like think about what other people are doing and it's going against what I was like exhausted from hanging out with her for like, it was like 3 hours and I just like couldn't get away from her fast enough.
Well, and it's like those people are pulling you into places your brain don't like to be at.
Yeah, my brain don't like to be there. No, because I pay a therapist to help my brain not go there.
Well, that's the thing. If you're spending energy in your day to day to like not look at other people's paper and not compare yourself to XYZ, and then all of a sudden somebody puts you into that mental space, like you work so hard to not.
Mm-hmm.
Don't bring me there, man.
Don't fucking bring me there. And then that's why like I want to date a comic, but then also like don't.
I've tried to date normies, and that's in air quotes for you.
Yeah.
And I kind of hate that I even say normies, but
well, they're a different breed of people. People who have to get on a stage every night are different than people who are like, oh no, I have no desire to ever do that.
It's always like less than. I don't want to. I'm not judging the people. I'm judging the experience and the connection. It's always less than, and it's always like, yeah, I don't care about Ron, like who like has coffee breath at the office.
Yeah.
Like, I really. I'm sorry that sucks for you, but like, what do you think about the fucking moon, man? Like, let's get somewhere. And it's like they limit their mental capacity to like explore these bigger ideas and like have fun. And they put themselves in a box, like in their world,
yeah, and
they
like,
their minds there. Oh shit! It's okay. It's
Jacob
not that much water.
Knocked over some water. He was talking about the moon in our minds. And then just knocked over some water.
I don't know. I mean, I could be all wrong, too.
No, talking to normal people, it's like sometimes they don't even get bits. And you say something, they're like, oh, really? And like, oh, no, it was a joke. I'm kidding.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm like, just kidding.
Yeah.
Or like, I don't know, both my parents are dead and I've gone on dates with dudes where I've made a dead parent joke because they've like asked about my parents.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, wow.
I'm so sorry to bring that up, Nicole.
Wow. And then I'm like, no, it's fine. Truly, I tried to name my incorporation Orphan Pussy. Like, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
And, oh, my God, what? And it's just like, it's hard to like come back from that when like somebody just doesn't get jokes. Then I've gone out with dudes who, actually, I didn't go out with this guy. We had texted for like a fucking week and we like finally made a date to like go out. And I was like, hey, this is going to be good. We've talked for too long. It's not going to be good, but whatever. I'm going to go out because I'm pushing myself to just like go out with dudes. But
you got to learn a little.
Just got to learn. He like kept making jokes. And then finally I was like, hey, man, these aren't jokes. And he was like, what? And I was like, these aren't jokes. You're just like, there's nothing whimsical about it. There's no twist. There's no punch. You're just saying like weird shit. And that's not a joke. And then I gave him an example of a joke, and then he never texted me again.
Damn. Well, he's not funny. Have you ever tried, like, dating other types of artists? Because that's sort of, like, where I'm at. Like, it's been very successful. Like, the last girl I was super sprung on was, like, a musician, visual artist. And, like, it was really cool to compare notes and, like, create, like, there's a creative brain existing in that human being, but in a completely different realm of like existence. Like, comedy's so different than making music, but there are parallels that you can be like, so how do you write a song? Just like, how do I write a joke? Fuck off, dude.
So I guess
because there's no water in it anymore, so there's no weight.
No, I think the world is trying to be like, stop taking yourself so fucking seriously. No, I understand that. And honestly, it's never crossed my mind to date like an artist or a photographer or something like that. And I think it's because I've met so many just actors, like straight actors who don't do comedy, where I'm like, ugh, you're bad.
Oh, you think you might get like scuzzed out by like
bad.
Some like, yeah, and it's really important for me to think about my
Yeah, like my someone days. Who's just like, oh man, when I played this character in Edward Albee's The Goat or Whore Sylvia 10 years ago in the Susquehanna Playhouse, where I got paid 6 pennies to do it for 32 weeks. The way I got into my career, I'm like, I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
That doesn't matter. Like, I feel like a lot of actors live in the past. They're like, they live in that last job they had.
Yeah.
And then when they're never in the present because they're in the past with the last job, and then they're in the future of the job that they want.
Yes.
And I think it's really hard to be present with someone who's not present. And also, a lot of actors are like very narcissistic.
Very much.
And then a lot of them are like climby, and they just.
Which is a whole other facet of.
Yeah.
That's got to be very difficult for you, where you're like phasing out, like, how genuine is this stuff?
Yeah. And it's, I am in a weird spot because, like, I'm not super successful, but, like, I'm okay. I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
And it's just.
People
sometimes
would
I'm like,
mooch off less, for
yes,
sure.
Yes. Yeah. And it's like, I don't know what this person actually fundamentally wants from me. Because I've, like, gone out with dudes who've, like, openly fangirled over me, where yeah. I'm like, oh, this doesn't feel good. This is weird. And then I've gone out with dudes who've, like, withheld that they knew who I was till, like, later. And it's just, like, it's weird to date. Have you ever gone out with a girl, and then she was just, like, later, like, I've seen you at UCB. Or I've seen you on TV.
After the fact? Mm-hmm. No.
I'll tell you something. It's a very, very weird feeling.
I would imagine it being strange. I guess if it was a good interaction separate from that moment, I'd be mm-hmm. like, hey, well, it got me that.
Fair.
You know?
Okay, here's a question. What's Great. Your favorite position?
Favorite position?
Mm-hmm. How you like to fuck.
How do I like to fuck? I feel like I'm going to answer two questions. I'm going to answer it two ways.
Great.
I love a good ride. I love when I'm just chilling. Well, because there's, you know, it's tight. That's tight. And I. and then I love, like, a good, like, we're both kind of sleepy on the couch, and I'm just going to fuck you on the couch. Like, and you, like, accidentally get shoved, like, way back in the corner. You know what I mean? And you're like. So that's, I guess,
that's
like a traditional missionary, but you've got, like, couch angles and, like,
sure,
easy
sure.
pillow. You know sure. what I mean?
I like that your favorite position is just like, I don't know, when we're both just laying there, just wiggling on top of each
no,
other.
No, it's like, I'm talking, the I don't know, is the preface, where it's like, you didn't expect to fuck. Like, you had a little too much, like, tortellini for dinner. You're watching, like, Amazing Race season 17 because you're watching it at backwards order, and you're going to watch them all because you're stupid. Mm-hmm. And then you're like... I kind of want to fuck right now. And then you like look and then you get the A-OK and you're like, all right.
Sounds
that to me is...
like a dream, honestly.
Oh, it's a treat.
I've never had like sitting at home sex.
I mean, I lived with a girlfriend for a while, so I had plenty of that, but it also came with like every other bad thing involved. Mm-hmm.
She was crazy, right? She wild.
She was. She is.
We don't even have to get into it. We don't
it
have
tough.
Enough time.
Yeah, I'll just say it was tough.
Is that your only long-term girlfriend, or have you had more?
I've had a few. I've
How
had.
How many long-term girlfriends have you had?
Okay, let's see. I had a high school girlfriend that I would mm-hmm. consider long-term, even though in comparison to the others, it is not.
Okay.
But that was like 8-ish months.
In high school, I think that's a long time.
Yeah. And we like did the summer and broke up over the summer. So it was like we tried, mm-hmm. didn't work out. And then there was a girl that I dated for 3.5 years that I probably still in love with.
Aww.
I don't think about it too much.
Sorry I brought it up.
No,
here.
It's totally fine.
Okay.
And then,
did you live with that girl? No.
No, no. I lived with the girl that I dated too soon after her
because
mm-hmm. I was broken.
Mm-hmm.
And this girl was like, I can fix you.
And then she did it.
Oh, she just ruined me more. And then that was a year and a half.
Okay.
Maybe a little more, but in my mind, it was a year and a half.
Mm-hmm,
and then
mm-hmm.
since her, I don't consider having any like actual long-term relationships.
And how long ago was that?
2015.
Oh, okay. It's not super long ago.
Yeah. Feels like 2 years feels like a long time. I've dated people and stuff like that, but mm-hmm. I wouldn't say we were in a relationship.
I've never had a long-term boyfriend.
What do you think it's going to take?
I don't know. That's why I'm doing a podcast, trying to figure it out. Why do you think I'm single?
I don't know,
I mean,
man.
We don't know each other super well, but...
I think, like, I'm going to say, like, our size is a huge factor.
I think so.
You know, I still think you're a beautiful woman.
Oh, thank you.
I think you wear your weight well, which a lot of women
you.
Don't.
Thank you.
You're proportional, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it makes sense,
mm-hmm.
you know? Maybe you're too eager.
Maybe.
Enthusiasm is, eagerness and enthusiasm is is like poison in Los Angeles. You know what I mean? And I yeah. hate it because I love liking things and I love being stoked on things. But like, let's extrapolate the like improv world.
Okay.
Nobody will say that they're absolutely in love with this and this is the only art form that they could do and like function in, because it's not, that's not cool to be that way.
I guess
you just
yeah.
do improv, man.
Yeah.
And I you want to be improv. On Harold, you want to blah, 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 and get there and do uh-huh. blah, blah, blah. But like, the real shit is you fucking love this. You fucking love uh-huh. this so much. Why don't we all talk about how much we love this thing?
You're
don't.
Right, because the minute someone's like, I fucking love improv, you're like, God
shut
damn.
Shut up, you fucking nerd.
Wow, I never thought of it like that.
And I think that, you know, boil it back up, that's everywhere in Los yeah. Angeles. Like, don't like that band too much. Just go to the show and bob your head. Like, uh-huh. don't be too stoked on, like, so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to, like, be too uncool.
Yeah, I guess that's like when people are like, don't let them know you're available. And I'm like, I'm on Tinder, where I'm literally having yes. someone go, please swipe yes. That's like not only available, it's desperation.
Sure, sure.
Like, dating is desperation.
I think you can come at dating as a desperate thing, but I think that's a mental yeah, shift.
Sure.
That you just got to be like, I mean, the thing is like, and I think this is true for most of us, like, the person we're supposed to be with will smack us up beside the head.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, my dad always talks about, he got set up with my mom. They went on a date. And this is a recent thing that I found out. But they, like, they went on a date and, like, hung out a few times. And then there was, like, a month that they didn't see each other. And he was just, like, driving around town. And they both stopped at a stop sign at the same time. And he was like, oh, Michelle. Yeah. I remember Michelle. And then she rolled down the window and was like, hey, Tim, what are you doing? And then he was like, I just knew then because the universe presented her to me.
Jesus,
and I had almost forgotten.
Fucking Christ. That is fucking adorable.
Isn't it cute? It's so
yes.
cute. And that's like, he was like, now I know, man.
Fuck.
And
my parents have like a cute-ish story. My mom was working her way through college, uh-huh. so she was older because when you work and paying it yourself, you just have to take less classes. Yeah. It's cheaper. My dad was, you know, I think he was like the appropriate age as a college student. And he was not great with English because he's like a math and science guy.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom started tutoring him. And then she would drive him around because he didn't have a car and she smoked. And he'd be like, you don't smoke in your car when I'm in it. And she's like, this is my fucking car. But then she ended up like quitting smoking for him because
oh,
she
wow.
liked him so much. Yeah. And then after he graduated, I think she graduated too, he moved to Jersey for a job at AT&T. And then they wrote each other letters every week.
Oh, God.
And
that's so darling.
It's so cute. And I still have their letters. But some of them are fucked up. My dad would say such beautiful, nice things to my mom and then go, I'll see you at 1:30. And I don't mean the time. He meant he wanted her to lose weight.
Oh,
isn't
wow.
that fucked up? And I was like, you were 130 pounds or somewhere
yeah.
near that. And he was not happy.
That's incredible. That's wild.
Yeah.
But nuts. Those are just two people that found each other.
Yeah.
And, like, built a care for each other mm-hmm. and an understanding and let that exist.
Yeah, and it became a thing that blossomed, and they really, like, fucking loved. Like, when my mom died, my dad was heartbroken.
Yeah.
Like, they used to fight, but then, like, thinking back, it was like, they fought over the dumbest shit. Like, my mother would get a card sent to her and be like, this is darling, and then spend $400 framing it. And my dad would be like, why? Why are you framing greeting cards?
Yeah.
And she's like, but it's so nice on our wall. And he's like, what the fuck are you doing? And I'd be like, oh, they fight so much. But it's like, they fought over nothing.
Yeah. I mean,
and
that's
like,
just a money thing. That's
yeah.
not like, I don't care about you.
No.
That's like, I'm trying to save money.
Yeah. And then like, he would harp on our weight or whatever. But I don't know, talking to his like parents, you're like, oh, he grew up in an awful environment with terrible people who
yeah.
were nasty.
Yeah.
So like, of course that rubbed off on him. But then, yeah, like, after she died, he, like, was just the saddest man I've ever met. And I do think he died of, like, a broken heart. I think
yeah.
that can happen.
I mean, my dad loves my mom on another level.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he's very vocal about it. And he just, like, lets it be known. And my mom, like, loves my dad. But she's always just like, you're lucky I'm a patient woman. You know what I mean? And it's,
yeah.
like, it's not... in my, it's like not in my perspective balanced, but it is balanced mm-hmm. within the relationship.
No, it is, or at least from what I'm yeah. understanding, it is. Because,
but the perfect thing is like, and the I guess the perfect or bad thing is that they set a good example of like yeah. what a relationship is and how you care for another mm-hmm. person.
Like my dad would do anything for my mom. Mm-hmm. Like he would harp on her weight or whatever, but like when it came down to it, anything Bonnie wanted, she got.
Bonnie. I didn't yeah. know her name was Bonnie.
Well, her name was Lily, but her nickname was Bonnie. Bonnie. Isn't that wild?
Yes. Very wild. It's longer.
Well, Lily, because that's the name they wanted. Bonnie was my grandmother's friend.
So, not even her like middle name. No. It's just a buddy.
No, her name was Lily Buford Barnett. No, Lily Barnett Buford. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm almost alive longer than I knew her.
That's fair.
So I'm allowed to fuck shit up.
Do you think you've met the person that you're going to be with?
Sometimes I do think so, but then I'm like, no, I don't think so. And then I'm like, I don't know. Like, I've only felt like a thing once where I was like, oh, I see myself with this person for, I don't know, maybe the foreseeable future. And then it didn't work out. And then I was like, oh, well, I had this feeling. Why isn't this feeling correct?
It was not wrong. Just wasn't reciprocated, right?
I mean, I don't even know if it was reciprocated. Yeah. Like a lot of times things end and you don't get closure.
Oh, for sure, man.
It's very annoying.
Oh, it's a big thing that I still don't know how to deal with.
Yes.
Where it's just a push down. Like the last chick that I like seriously dated, I was like very sprung on. Mm-hmm. I was very into and I was... felt like she felt the same way mm-hmm. and then just like two times over I've gotten the rug pulled out and there's no explanation.
People like, okay, I think two dates, whatever, you don't owe me shit, but like if we've put in hours and like this is now my part-time job, like being with you,
yes,
then like I don't know, tell me something meaningful as yeah. to why this isn't working. And you can't hurt my feelings because you're just telling me the truth. Because on this podcast,
you're only gonna help.
I've had people, because I always ask, like, why won't you date me? And people have said some like poignant things where I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like in the moment, that may have hurt my feelings, but it would have been nice to know in the moment that maybe I could have worked on it sooner.
Yeah.
Like being emotionally available or like,
tell me like I'm too ugly for you. Like I'm even fine with that.
Said,
I would lose
50 can't...
pounds in a week if a girl I really like was like, you know, I don't date you. You're too fat, dude. I think you're great. I think you're yeah. funny. You're just too fat for me. I don't want to be seen dating you.
Yeah.
That might fucking shift a shit in my head. But everybody's just like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah. And I think they're like afraid of hurting your feelings. And it's like, well,
you already did.
Yes. You already did by like not responding to me or not being. Cause like, all right, so maybe you tell me one thing where you're like, you know what, I don't think I have time for a relationship and I'm not ready. Okay, then why are you still texting me? They're like, you could say, I don't think I want to date you, but I like the idea of you and I still want to talk to you.
Yeah.
That's like, oh, okay, then great. I know that texting you is fruitless and I should do it if I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
As opposed to like, I guess I'll text him back. It's like, I don't know. I don't know what he wants. He won't tell me. Well, okay. We've come to the time in this podcast.
Oh, here we go.
Where I reveal that I have hooked up with you, but I haven't hooked up with you. So, yeah.
No.
In a world where we were attracted to each other and like could fuck and date, would you date me?
I think we'd be, I'm going to say no. Okay. I think we could for a minute, but uh-huh. I know that we would be awful for each other. And I mean that in like a inhibiting way.
Okay.
I think we have similar flaws
mm-hmm.
that we would just magnify.
I think we would eat ourselves to death.
Yes. I think we'd eat
I
ourselves
think
to death.
We would enable each other to just be like, yeah, we could have tacos with whipped cream on top.
I think
that's
that,
okay.
I think, but I also think like, I mean, like, we're two people that spend a lot of time together. I've never been annoyed by you. Mm-hmm. I've never been offended by you. So
I did whisper the N-word in your face, and you asked me not to do that.
That was me being funny. I mean, I
truly yeah. didn't know. I was like, no, did I cross the line?
Oh, God, no. God, no.
Great. I'll be sure to whisper it while you sleep.
Yeah. I think we'd have, like, a fun run for 2 to 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd realize that we've like been inside for 2 to 3 weeks. Uh-huh. And like haven't left anywhere. Probably doing too many drugs.
Ooh, baby, we would do drugs.
You know, I think we'd have fun. Mm-hmm. We could have fun.
I agree. I think.
But also there's like in a very real world, like in my mind, you're a friend and you're also like a person that I work with, which is mm-hmm. like just makes it so much more difficult to even like think of a world where that could exist, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, because then there's just like a lot of spider webs. Like it's just like too intertwined. And then it's yeah. just like, well, if we broke up, but then like how to fucking spend 10 hours, 12 hours a day together, like trying to be funny. It's like, oh, that joke was great. Why did you break my heart?
Yeah, yeah. And it would be weird. It'd be very strange.
Yeah, I think we would be very bad for each other. I think
which couples, just kind of sucks, but like at least we know.
Yeah, I don't think couples can be too much of peas in a pod.
No, I need the counterbalance.
Yes, I need someone who'd be like, "Hey, Nicole, maybe if you were quiet for 5 minutes, we'd all be happy." And I'd be like, "Oh, okay, yeah, maybe I shouldn't be screaming in my backyard at 1 a.m. because I have neighbors."
It'd be nice. Like the ideal situation is that you lift someone up with like. Mm-hmm. Bringing them out in this way, and then they, you know, for me, it's like you help me be a little organized and like mm-hmm. more conscious about yeah. that stuff, and then I let you be a little more loose,
mm-hmm.
you know, like that's a balance I want to create.
We need similar partners,
yes, yeah,
someone to just balance out the silly because I think we're two silly people
mm-hmm.
who lean into silliness,
but we need someone that understands the
yes.
silliness
because I've not had annoyed women by the silliness,
I've had women be like, "You are so weird." And that, like, mm-hmm. hurts me almost more than, mm-hmm. like, saying you think I'm ugly.
Yes.
Because I'm not weird. I'm just, like, full of life.
Yeah. Fun and flirty and cool.
And you're, like, so, your mind is so small that my behavior is
yes,
weird.
Yes, it's weird. And it's like, there are weirdos. There are, like, someone talking to themselves in the middle of the street being like, "I'm a pigeon." That's weird.
Yes.
That's not
weird.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if I'm sitting in a room and I'm like, "Cuck, cuck, cuck, cuck." That's like being silly.
Yeah, yeah.
I worked at Lane Bryant for too long mm-hmm. and...
too long.
just too long. All the girls there would be like, "You're fucking weird." They would like talk behind my back and be like, "Oh, she's so fucking weird." Because I wear like tutus and like, I just like...
You like
I'd
had
wear
a
my
fun
hair
life,
a little,
yeah.
Yeah, I was having the time of my life. We would listen to this CD on loop. So we would like hear the same fucking songs 3 or 4 times in the day. So I would... pick a song and do a dance. I would be like, "It's our dance break now," and then dance for the whole song. And I'd be like, "God, you're so fucking weird." I'm like, "All right, it may be weird, but like, guess what? I laughed for like 2 minutes at this fucking hellhole
yeah.
where we fold underwear that's bigger than people."
Yes,
like some of those panties
are just like.
Bigger truly,
than my
like
car.
Fucking tablecloths.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, we gotta wrap this up.
Hey,
Jacob,
well, this was great.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Of course.
Thank you for talking to me off the clock because we talk all fucking day long.
Yeah. I was actually excited about this because I knew I wouldn't see you tomorrow. And I was
You'll
like,
see
I get
me
my...
tomorrow. I keep saying this.
Maybe my brain really doesn't want to see you. Oh, finally, one fucking day without Nicole. Oh, thank God.
Oh, man. She's just so loud. She screams. She sexually harasses everyone on the crew.
I said it's fine.
Thanks.
I said it's fine. You can sexually harass whomever.
I think it's okay. I'm honestly just being playful, and I don't actually think I'm going to like find a boyfriend on a set. Like everyone's taken.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to find her. She's there.
I know she's there. She's a little older. You're going to make it happen. You're going to work it out. You do have competition, though. Do you have anything you want to plug?
Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Instagram, @JacobWysocki. Watch The Bath Boys on YouTube, Bath Boys Comedy.
Jacob also performs live at the UCB Theater on Herald Night. Your team is called
Yeti.
And if you just go to the website, click on Herald Night, you can figure out which team is playing what night. He's also on a show called Loosely Exactly Nicole. It's my show.
Very funny. I'm really excited about it.
I think it's funny. I'm pleased with it.
I hope you watch it. I should have plugged that first.
It's okay. You don't have to.
Yeah.
You have other shit going on. It's just one of your many jobs. But truly, Jacob, you are funny.
Thank you.
You're beautiful.
Thank you.
I hope that I can help you become very fat, very brave. I want to get you in that headspace.
I'm ready to be a Padawan to your Jedi master.
What's a Padawan?
Okay, so a Jedi, you know what a Jedi is?
It's one of them people with the lights.
Yeah, with the lights, yes. They teach somebody to become a Jedi, and that is their Padawan.
Oh, okay.
So a mentor. Is that better? Is that?
I have never watched the Star Wars.
Yeah, you don't need to. I'm not one of those fuckers.
Good.
It's like, oh my God! You haven't seen it!
I don't know. Star Wars really loses me with that, like, robot man in the dumpster that follows him. The gold man, that gold sassy man.
C-3PO and R2-D2.
And that fucking trash dumpster that rolls.
Arguably, like, some of the most important famous characters in just, like all of history.
It's, like, whatever. Like, okay, so there's a flashy gold man who's, like, I don't know, not, like, super. Like, what is he doing?
He's, like, funny and British.
Yeah, but he's also, like, super gay, and it's, like, why doesn't he get to fuck, like, another, like, gold robot?
Because robots don't necessarily,
like
have to fuck.
Like a diamond robot.
They're not designed to I don't think they're,
why doesn't he fuck that little trash bin?
Because they're both... I can't. I can't.
Okay, if you like my podcast, I hope you do. You made it this far. I want you to rate it 5 stars on iTunes, and if you comment something where you hit on me, I will read it out loud. An example of that is, girl, you so thick and juicy. I can't wait to get up in that booty. Or something like, let me spread them ass cheeks apart and savagely tear your asshole up. Or something like, ooh, baby, your lips are so sweet. I want to flop my dick in between them. Or something like, girl, I'm going to fuck you so hard. Your eyeballs is going to pop out. Just off the dome.
Just off the dome.
Because I forgot to screenshot some more to read.
I'm going
to
fuck you so hard you feel it in your tonsils.
Yes. That's a good one. That's a good one. That's Jacob Wysocki right there.
Uh-huh.
All right, Jacob. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll see you Tuesday. I won't see you tomorrow. You're not coming in tomorrow. I'll see you Tuesday.
No, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, I'll
Thank
see you
Thank you,
Tuesday.
Jacob.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
You're lovely. Bye.
Bye-bye.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.